In this final podcast on Christianity, Beliefs and Teachings, we will explore the idea of sin and salvation and the role of Jesus Christ in salvation. The word sin means any action or thought that separates humans from God, behaviour which is against God's laws, and wishes or against principles of morality. The word salvation means saving the soul, deliverance from sin, and admission to heaven brought about by Jesus. Now, in Christianity, the idea of sin links very much to the original sin. The original sin comes from the story of Adam and Eve, who lived in the Garden of Eden. Enjoying their life in the Garden of Eden, God told them they could eat fruit from any tree they liked, except for one particular tree. Satan, disguised as a serpent, appeared to Eve and told her she can eat that fruit from that tree if she wishes. While she told the serpent that she didn't want to eat from that tree because God had told her not to, the serpent anyway told her, "You don't need to listen to God. If you want that, you can have it." This was despite God giving instruction not to do so. Now, despite the paradise they lived in, Eve was unable not to commit the sin against God by breaking instruction from God. As we said, the instruction was not to eat the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Once Eve had done this, she encouraged Adam to do the same. As a result from this, God realized at that point that humans will always commit sin because humans have free will. Once they had done this, Adam and Eve, they became aware of their sin through their own sinful action, an awareness that is all shared by all humans descended from Adam and Eve. God removed Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden, and as a result, there was a separation from God and the introduction of death. Now, many have interpreted the serpent that tempts Eve to eat the forbidden fruit to represent Satan, the devil, who is seen as a force of evil. Christians recognise that humans are tempted to do things that displeases God, such as abusing drugs, misusing money, and doing things that would generally go against normal life. As temptation is powerful and difficult to resist, some Christians believe its origins are with Satan, who constantly tries to tempt humans to disobey God. Christians believe that God gave humans free will in order to choose how they live their life. However, this does not mean they can do whatever they want. They believe if the people use their free will to make choices that God would disapprove of, then they will be sinful, be separate from God. As we know, Moses received the Ten Commandments. These were laws in which for Christians to follow in their life. They include things such as, "Thou shalt not lie," "Thou shalt not steal," "Thou shalt not kill," and "Honour thy father, thy mother." This is an action that hopefully will convince Christians to use their free will in the correct way. Now, in Christian belief, salvation means to be saved from sin. This can be done, as Christians believe, in a couple of different ways. Salvation can be achieved through doing good work. This means that we can obey God, do good deeds, help others, love thy neighbour, and be good people. We can also do it through saying grace. This is a kind of prayer that is used to thank God through thanking him for what he has given us. It is not earned or deserved, but a gift for the faithful. While salvation works is a predominantly held viewpoint, many Christians dispute this and argue that there is elsewhere in the Bible there is evidence of salvation by grace alone, and not simply just through good work. Now, we have to consider the role of Jesus Christ in salvation. Many Christians believe that Jesus had to die on the cross to take away human sin, and also to remove the original sin that comes from the sins committed by Adam and Eve. The crucifixion was the result of human evil set against an innocent man. Some have suggested, why did God not stop Jesus' crucifixion? Some suggest this is because God knew that he had to die to take away human sin and to prove that there is life beyond this life. Jesus' resurrection 3 days after his death shows Christians that death has been defeated and the goodness of Jesus had defeated the evil of sin. As we know, on the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, they don't know what they are doing." Another quote from the Bible that talks about this is, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." We know also that another way Christians can repent is through atonement. This can be done by restoring the relationship between themselves and God through the life, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. As the Bible makes clear, atonement removes the effects of sin and allows people to restore their relationship with God. This is only possible because Jesus atoned for the sins of mankind when he died and rose again. In the Gospel of John, it says, "If anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but for the sins of whole of humanity." This is why many Christians believe that we baptize babies when they are born and practice the idea of infant baptism. This is to remove the original sin and therefore allow a Christian to begin their life with Jesus Christ when they are very young. So to recap this particular topic, the idea that Christians believe in the idea of sin, this stems, as we say, from the original sin of Adam and Eve. God introduced death and separation from him as a result of the original sin. We also acknowledge that humans have free will and do not always choose to use it in the correct way. Some Christians believe that we can be saved through good work and that salvation can be achieved by performing good deeds. Some Christians believe that salvation can be achieved through grace and given through having a faith through Jesus Christ, or thanking Jesus and God for what they have given us. There is a particular grace prayer that does this. Some Christians also believe that Jesus' role in removing sin is when he died on the cross to take our sins away. Some Christians commemorate this by wearing a crucifix, reflecting on the life of Jesus and what he did for us. Some Christians also believe that this is achieved through baptism, being baptized as a Christian, as a baby, removing the original sin and bringing your life into line with that of the teachings of Jesus Christ. Therefore, Christians can receive what we call atonement.